Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. For lower-income individuals and any people or business who can't afford a large photovoltaic investment, community solar has become a very attractive prospect. For what's often the price of a modest buy-in, nearly anyone can benefit from solar power. But there's one group that's often been left out of the community solar revolution, and that's small to mid-sized commercial businesses. And that's where Nautilus Solar comes in, having partnered with EnergyMark to help bridge the community solar gap in the underserved small business community. And on the line to discuss that is Eric Lamora, Executive Director of Community Solar at Nautilus. So, Eric, thanks for joining us. And why have small to mid-sized businesses been so ignored by the community solar industry?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. It's an interesting question because I don't know that they've specifically been ignored, but I think the challenge with, you know, small to mid-sized businesses has been getting them qualified financially. You know, typically small and mid-sized businesses are, you know, not showing big profit margins, you know, sometimes, you know, specifically for tax purposes. But really, it makes it difficult to qualify them, you know, for a long-term contract. So the focus on the industry has been more towards, you know, larger offtakes that are investment grade and, you know, show a little more financial stability. But I think that's a bit of a, you know, again, a bit of a myth where, you know, you see that small businesses are really, you know, the idea that they are, you know, less financially stable, I think is a bit of a myth. And we're working hard to break that, you know, and that's part of our partnership with EnergyMark.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this in the intro, but could you summarize in your own words the benefits of community solar?
Yeah, no, it's a great program, and it's something that Nautilus really identified 7 years ago as being one of the, you know, largest growing segments within the solar industry. And really, I think, you know, one of the key, you know, focuses of community solar is state by state, helping each state, you know, achieve their renewable energy goals. But what makes community solar unique is that it allows access for people who wouldn't have traditionally had access to solar energy. So for instance, you know, a lot of people can't afford to put solar panels on their rooftops. They can't, you know, afford to invest in solar, or maybe they rent, you know, an apartment and they're not able to, you know, put solar on their apartment. So this allows, you know, everyone equal access to green energy, essentially. So we like to call it equitable energy or energy justice. But basically what it does is it gives everybody the opportunity to benefit from solar energy without having to have a big upfront investment or put solar panels on their home.
All right. Now you mentioned that small and mid-sized businesses not being served properly might be a little bit of a myth. So what inspired Nautilus to target that particular market segment?
Yeah, no, I think really, you know, we've seen success in some of our other markets. So we, in Maine in particular, you know, we started targeting small and mid-sized businesses to fill some of our commercial projects and, you know, had a lot of success there. And again, you know, this really fits with our focus on, you know, energy justice, again, equitable energy for all. Because while it's, you know, so important to be able to bring savings to residential households, you know, particularly low to moderate income households, you know, equally important are small and mid-sized businesses, because as we know, you know, they're the number one employers out there. So the more that we can help support them financially, as well as, you know, help them, you know, be a part of, you know, the renewable energy transition, you know, it definitely made sense. So, you know, it's a big part of the market. I think it's a big part of, you know, building into economic development. And that's what really drew us to, you know, try and focus on that, you know, market segment.
Makes sense. Now, let's get into the topic at hand. Could you give us the executive overview of your partnership with EnergyMark? You know, what does it entail exactly?
Yeah, no. So this is an exciting partnership. So we really have been focusing on, local partnerships. So, in particular in the Buffalo area, we have a business development manager, Daniel Bozer, who really led this partnership agreement with Energy Mark. And we've wanted to expand our presence in that market. So it really made sense, as we got to know Energy Mark. They are a reputable energy supplier in the area. They have over 15,000 customers, and they shared our vision in being able to bring, community solar to, small and mid-sized businesses. So, we started talking to them, and one of the big benefits that they bring is that they are standing behind their small business partners financially. So for us, it brings us, some, financial reassurance, as well as, gives them the opportunity to offer, another benefit to their customers that they're already serving.
All right, Eric, now before I let you go, what types of projects might we see from Nautilus in the future?
Yeah, obviously, I'm a fan of Nautilus Solar, so we're really excited about the growth that we're experiencing here. So we're continuing to expand in New York. We expect to have 200 megawatts under operation in New York itself, as well as expanding across the U.S. So our expectation is to have 500 megawatts operating by the end of 2024, and then be up to a gigawatt of operating projects by 2028. So Nautilus and our incredible team here of over 100 people are really focused on growing in all of our existing community solar markets. Plus, we're excited to be expanding into new markets. We're expanding into Illinois and Delaware. So we really expect to see, continued growth as we see community solar programs expand throughout the U.S. We expect to expand with those programs as well.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Eric. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.